This spring, Sal Morales bought insurance on the healthcare.gov website.
I got my card, and it was, like, amazing. Like if I got, like, an American Express platinum card. That's how I felt.
Morales was unemployed at the time, money was tight, and he knew he needed regular doctor visits to manage his hypertension. He diligently researched what he would get for the price before settling on a plan.
Instead of me paying $560 for Cobra, I found out that I would have insurance for $145. I have a network deductible of $500. The first three visits to a primary care physician, they're $0, and then it's $5 out of my pocket.
That gentleman knows what it costs him, but he may not know what the actual cost of his health care is.
Bruce Rubin is president of the Florida Hospital Association.
There's one party, a hospital that provides the service. There's a second party, the patient, who receives the service. And then there's a third party, the insurance company, that pays for the service.
And this three-party system, as Rubin calls it, this is where healthcare pricing starts to get really squirrely. Every hospital has a master list of what it charges for different services. Those charges are different from hospital to hospital. Not that the insurance companies actually pay those listed charges. No, they negotiate for better rates with individual hospitals. Because insurance companies bring in a lot more customers than one patient looking for care, they can ask for lower prices from the hospital. In turn, the hospital makes it up by treating more patients. All of this means there are about as many costs for that hypertension checkup as there are insurers and providers.
For an individual consumer, I am completely sympathetic. That is very confusing.
Ezekiel Emanuel is a health policy expert at the University of Pennsylvania. He says there's almost nothing that a consumer can look at to gauge the actual prices for their health care before buying health insurance. Those negotiated rates, the prices insurance companies really pay hospitals, they're treated like trade secrets. There is a way to see that price after it's been paid, and only if you're already insured. It's buried in a statement called an explanation of benefits. If you've ever gotten a letter from your insurance company that looks like a bill but says, this is not a bill, you've seen one. Efren Monzon helps patients interpret those explanations for Florida Blue.
We're identifying the procedure, we're identifying the provider, the date of service, which is important, and then making sure that the amount that the member has responsibility has to be in there.
Wedged into that statement, somewhere between the billing code and the member deductible, is a column for the amount paid. This is the secret number the insurance company and the provider have worked out in their contract. The industry terms are usually adjusted rate or negotiated rate. But in Florida Blue's explanation of benefits to patients, it's simply called amount paid.
We paid the contracted amount based on whatever the provider has. So that would be the amount paid.
Collect enough of those statements from patients at all different hospitals with all different insurance, and you could get a clear sense of what healthcare costs. There are companies and crowdsourcing projects trying to do just that in other parts of the country. But so far, it hasn't happened in South Florida, which is all part of why someone like Sal Morales can know what his care will cost him every month.
For $145, I was able to get health care.
But he won't necessarily know the true price of that health care. For WLRN, I'm Sammy Mack.